Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
The Soccer Gambling Podcast is presented by WinBet. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at wynnbet.com and download the app today. We're also brought to you by PropSwap, America's number one app to buy and sell sports bets. Use your promo code SGP on your first deposit and receive up to $500 in bonus cash. That's PropSwap.com and the promo code SGP. We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Sign up at UnderdogFantasy.com with the promo code SGPN and receive a free $25 entry to use in Best Ball Mania 2 for your chance to win $1 million. And finally, of course, don't forget to download the SGPN app in the Apple Store or the Google Play Store today. That could be the final time you hear that song, that very popular song here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, because we are casting our vote here. After 1.5 seasons, we must decide if we are going to continue to have Das Bundesliga show here on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, or whether we will be replacing it with another league. You are listening to the Soccer Gambling Podcast here. You can follow the Soccer Gambling Podcast on Twitter at SGB Soccer. That's at SGB Soccer. This is an important show, so it's simulcasting also on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. You can follow the Sports Gambling Podcast Network on Twitter at the SGP Network. That's at the SGP Network. Also, check out my website, lockbetting.com. August the 1st is the day to sign up for lockbetting.com. It is a new month, and it is also the start of a new year. At lockbetting.com, we take our year from August to August, because that is the start of the new soccer season, and we are just 1 month away from the start of the new NFL season as well. We also get 4 tennis grand slams in that window, 12 WWE pay-per-views, plenty of UFC, and MLB season, and NBA season, NHL season as well. So we start our year from August, so we'll be concluding this year at the end of July, where we will deliver our clients the 98th month in a row of transparent track profit. That's right, for over 8 years, I've not had a single losing month, and we are 2 months away from making that 100. So if we manage to navigate the month of August and we manage to navigate the month of September, we would have done it. That will be 100 months in a row of transparent consecutive tracked profit. Why am I so sure we've already got 98? That's because we are already over 20 units up here in July, and we don't have too much left to bet on. A couple of MLB picks here and there, a little bit of stuff on the Olympics to come, but we will be beginning our soccer futures in August and our NFL futures at the end of August as well. Massive, massive month. We also have the US Open tennis, and as I said, WWE, UFC, and all of the other sports that we cover as well. We currently have a 7-1 record in the MLB for one unit plays, coming off the back of landing the over last night in the Yankees game. So August the 1st is your magic date to head over to lockbetting.com and to sign up for the service to get on board for what will hopefully be the 99th month in a row as we head to that 100th month. 100 months in a row of transparent track profit without a single losing month is the goal. And we are just 2 months away from doing that. We are 9 weeks away from achieving that. So make sure you come aboard the journey and get involved at the start of the lockbetting.com financial year in August by signing up on August the 1st. Do not sign up before August the 1st because you will be billed for the month of July. So make sure you sign up on August the 1st. If you sign up in July, you will be billed for July and be billed again on August the 1st. So wait for August the 1st for lockbetting.com. So with that out of the way, let me talk about why we are here. This is one of the most important podcasts here that we will do on the Soccer Gambling Podcast, because this will dictate what league we cover for the rest of the year, what European league we cover for the rest of the year. Now, this isn't a long list. And just to let you know, over at lockbetting.com, the European show will continue. So if the Bundesliga ends up losing this, the Bundesliga will still be covered over as on lockbetting.com as part of the European show. So the European show is a show where we look at all of the leagues across Europe and we pick 5 to 10 games to cover, 5 to 10 of our favorite games to cover from across Europe, from all of those leagues. And that's where you do end up getting Bundesliga plays or Serie A plays or La Liga plays or whatever ends up losing will still be covered on the European show. But right here, we are going to stick to the three podcasts that we do. The EPL show will be a forever present. The Champions League will be a forever present. The Europa League will still be added towards the end of the year. But once again, that is a lockbetting.com exclusive entity. And then we will have our third league. And for the last year and a half, that has been Das Bundesliga, the Das Bundesliga show with the funky music that you hear at the start of the show. Well, that is now in contention to be replaced by either one of two leagues, La Liga and Serie A. And let's talk about why it is in contention. If you look at the futures odds for the Bundesliga this season, it very much looks similar to France in that I'm expecting it to be a one-horse race. Now, obviously, when you look at the teams lower down in France, when you're looking at the likes of Lyon, Monaco and Lille, who have just won the league, they will not give you a greater challenge than Borussia Dortmund will. None of those teams can stand up to Borussia Dortmund. None of those teams are expected to do as well in the Champions League as a Borussia Dortmund, especially with Lyon selling their top player in Memphis Depay. So for PSG to be available at 1-5, that actually represents some serious value in France. And I'll be looking at that as a futures parlay piece that we can add to a futures parlay long term for next season, because I think PSG will be winning that league very, very easily, and I do think they'll be contenders for the Champions League. So I don't think that they should be at the same price as Bayern Munich here, who are available at 1-5, because I do think PSG will have it even easier. But I also don't think that Bayern Munich are going to get any kind of contender. I think if Haaland ends up going from Dortmund at some point, if he does end up signing for Chelsea, then this league is completely over. But whilst Haaland is there, there is still a faint chance. And also you can say that if Lewandowski is injured for Bayern Munich, or if he leaves, because there has been talk of him being bored at Bayern Munich and wanting to go and do something else here at the end of his career, that will also change the landscape slightly as well. But I think either way, even if you have Haaland at Dortmund and you don't have Lewandowski for the whole season at Bayern Munich and they don't replace him, I still think Bayern Munich will end up winning this league. They are available here at 1-5, Dortmund at 7-1, Leipzig 10-1, Leverkusen 66-1, and Borussia Mönchengladbach 66-1. Also with Wolfsburg at 8-1 and Frankfurt at 100-1. So that to me doesn't look like a highly competitive league. However, it is a league that we've had success for in a year and a half. So often people say, if it ain't broke, it's there is no need to fix it. So if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And that is kind of the situation. So despite the fact I am going to make pitches for two other leagues, there will be some people who are profiting off the Bundesliga, and they don't care if there's a title race at the end. They don't care if it's offers you particularly interesting futures, because it's predictable. Bayern Munich are going to win the league. There are going to be loads of goals. There's going to be handicaps covered. Borussia Dortmund are going to drop points against stupid teams. Leipzig are going to have a strong home record. There's going to be lots of goals in these games. Both teams to score is going to be a frequent bet that cashes. There's going to be more goals in the second half than there will be in the first half of games, because games really open up in the second half. All of this stuff is things that we've learned about the Bundesliga over the years, and these are all things that we'll take into our betting for the next year, which makes it easier to do the Bundesliga show over anything else. But as I said, it does not deliver the excitement that I'm expecting from the next two leagues I'm going to cover. I'm going to begin with Serie A, where we're just coming off Inter Milan winning the league relatively comfortably in the end. However, we had a hell of a race for the top four. Now, you would think that Inter Milan will be able to build off that and be able to go back to back, and things will get interesting with that top four still challenging for the Champions League positions. But no one really being able to close the gap, despite the fact Inter won so comfortably. However, that is not the case. Juventus have been reinstalled as the favourites to win the league, and there's a reason for that, because Inter Milan have lost their manager Antonio Conte that guided them to this league, and that was on the back of the board telling Antonio Conte that they were not going to reinvest more funds into this team, so they were not going to put anything behind a team in an attempt to make an effort to retain this league title, and definitely not to go for the Champions League. That obviously infuriated Conte, who walked out of Inter Milan. Now, there hasn't been wholesale players sold here from Inter, so they are pretty much the same outfit from last year. So that really, to me, makes them a strong play here as the second favourites to win the league, because the fact that Antonio Conte has walked, but you've maintained the same players, and you've got an established manager coming in here in Inzaghi, I still think that they should be the favourites. But the bookies have gone straight back to Juve, and that makes a little bit of sense, because they won a whole plethora of titles in a row prior to Inter Milan taking it last year. But Juve last season looked pretty bad. Yes, they were under Pirlo, who's an inexperienced manager, and they now have a different man at the helm, but that doesn't necessarily mean just because you have Allegri back, you're going to do Allegri things that you did with Allegri previously. Holding on to Cristiano Ronaldo will be key. There's a lot of speculation that Juve actually want to get rid of Ronaldo, but nobody wants to buy up the contract of Cristiano Ronaldo. I'm not sure how true that is. I guess with Ronaldo being in his final year, it would command a transfer fee, and then you'd be looking at ridiculous wages as well. And perhaps next year, someone won't mind paying the wages when Cristiano Ronaldo is completely free. I'm not too sure, but at the moment, Ronaldo is there, as are the players last season that just about guided his team through to the Champions League. But now they are under Allegri, which makes a big difference, and Inter Milan aren't under Conte, and that has completely swung the market, making Juve the 11-10 favourites. But I think it's going to be a very, very tight race between those two, and I think we will see a charge from Atalanta, who are currently ranked here at 8-1. Behind that, we have the likes of AC Milan, who squeezed into the Champions League, and Napoli at 14-1, who missed out. Then, of course, we have Roma, who are now managed by Jose Mourinho as well. Underneath that, we have Lazio here at 33-1. This is going to be an interesting title race. This is going to be interesting in terms of who makes the top four. Can AC Milan establish themselves as a top four club, or will Napoli or Roma pip them here in this top four? Atalanta have established themselves as a top four club. Can they now challenge for the league, given the fact that the other two teams have had weaknesses over the years? Juve have dropped this league title, and Inter Milan have lost the manager that guided them to the league title, that took it away from Juve. So Inter are perceived to be weaker than they were last season, whereas there's no evidence to suggest that Juve are stronger. They certainly haven't made any signings that have made them stronger, but of course, they do have a perceived stronger manager here in Allegri coming in to replace Andrea Pirlo. So I think things are going to be very, very interesting here, and that is why Serie A is on the table as a league to replace the Bundesliga here in this vote. Moving on to the final league we're going to look at, and that is, of course, La Liga. Now, La Liga is dwindling, in my opinion, as a league in terms of quality, as in terms of delivering us a Champions League winner. Both of the big two are clearly going in the wrong direction, and that was evident by the fact that Atletico Madrid pipped both Real Madrid and Barcelona for the league last season. Now, does this necessarily mean that Atletico have got stronger, or have Atletico just remained more consistent than these two and they haven't significantly been weakened by the fact that their players have got older? Because Barcelona have allowed their players to get older. Barcelona are an absolute mess at the moment in terms of not even being able to sign all of the players or register all of the players they've signed because of the fact their wage bill is so high. They had to get Lionel Messi on a pay drop, where he had to take less money to stay at the club and take the same amount of money he would regularly get over 5 years whilst only playing for two. It's a very, very complicated deal what they did with Lionel Messi, but at least he stayed, because there was a lot of speculation that he would leave. But it shows that he's happy with what Barcelona have done behind the scenes with the board. They just have to get their affairs in order. Otherwise, this team will continue to be a complete mess. And when you have the massive debt that Barcelona have got, it's very difficult to see them challenging for the Champions League anytime soon, despite the fact they have young players in their team like Pedri and Ansu Fati, and they still have Messi. They have him on a five-year contract, but it's feasible that he can play at a top level still for another 2 years, much like Cristiano Ronaldo, who is an absolute beast. But this team, despite the fact I'm completely ruling them out of the Champions League, and despite the fact I'm completely ruling out both Real Madrid and Atletico as well, they can still win La Liga, and this will be an interesting league. Atletico I'm ruling out of the Champions League because I feel like they're a team that have just stayed the same. And last year when they came up against a Chelsea side in the Champions League and went on to win it, Chelsea easily beat Atletico, much like they easily beat Real Madrid. And it's very difficult to see either of these teams overcoming that deficit without making any major signings. So why do we want to cover this league that's declining and without this league that are making any major signings? In fact, Real Madrid are looking like they may sell more players than they sign because they're not able to get that Galactico, but they are trying to free up those funds to eventually get that Galactico, or perhaps even get Kylian Mbappe for free, because Kylian Mbappe will be out of his Paris Saint-Germain contract next season and I can actually talk to Real Madrid in January. So perhaps that's the big charge. Perhaps Real Madrid are looking at rebuilding this club in a year or year and a half's time, when they can actually be dominant in Spain again and perhaps even challenge for the Champions League. But until then, they can still win this league even with this team they had, because the bookies cannot separate Real Madrid and Barcelona as favourites. Some people have Real Madrid as the 11-8 favourites and Barcelona at 6-4. Some people have Barcelona at 6-4 and Real Madrid at 13-8, or various other prices. The fact that you can see Real Madrid and Barcelona at different odds at different places shows why this is an exciting league we should be covering. It may be declining, but it will only be declining in terms of these teams representing themselves as Champions League winners. In terms of being an entertaining league and a league to watch, I would say this is still the second best league in Europe, because if you look at Serie A, they too are not going to produce a Champions League winner, in my opinion. And if you look at the top three teams in Spain, they are stronger than the top three teams in Italy. Then if you take it one step further, if you look at the top three teams in Spain and compare them to the top three teams in the Bundesliga, there is no comparison. The only difference why people would say that the Bundesliga is a stronger representative in the Champions League, that's because they have Bayern Munich. Bayern Munich can win the Champions League. Dortmund and Leipzig cannot. If you look at France, it's even worse. Paris Saint-Germain can win the Champions League, but the other two teams below them, whoever they be, whether it be Lyon, Monaco, Marseille, Lille, they cannot win the Champions League. So what you have is the Premier League as the outright clear strongest league, where you have a four-horse race for the title this season with Man United, Manchester City, Liverpool and Chelsea, all viable contenders for the Premier League and viable contenders for the Champions League. Then you look over to Bayern Munich in Germany as the only contender coming from Germany. Then you look at France and you have PSG as the only contender from France. I think the Champions League will come from those six winners. And I think Bayern Munich and PSG have a big advantage once again because they will win their domestic league comfortably. Whereas these teams, when you're looking at a Juve, an Inter Milan, an Atalanta, they will be in a competitive title race. Same goes for Real Madrid, Barcelona and Atletico Madrid. They too will be in a competitive title race. And that's what makes those two leagues stronger than the Bundesliga and the French league. And it's not impossible that Real Madrid won't win the league. When you're looking at a manager like Ancelotti, perhaps he can get something out of these players. I'm just writing them off here because I haven't seen enough for them over the last 2 years. Same thing for Atletico Madrid. Simeone has an issue with going ultra defensive, and ultra defensive doesn't work for him at the Champions League level. Atletico Madrid had a golden chance in the 2019-20 season to win the Champions League, and they were too cagey and were disappointingly knocked out by Leipzig. And as for Barcelona, over the last 2 years, we have not seen this team win a big league. But take the Champions League out of the equation, this is going to be a massively exciting league. The holders, the current champions, are the third favourites to win it. And when you're looking at Italy, you're looking at the current winners being the second favourites to win it. That automatically makes these leagues very exciting to watch. And below Atletico Madrid here in the table, we have Sevilla, who won the Europa League the season before and finished fourth last season. And they were beginning to call themselves into the title race. And we have Sociedad at 50-1 and Villarreal at 50-1. Who are playing in the European Super Cup. Why? Because they beat Manchester United in a Europa League final. So whereas we're talking about Man United being one of the top teams in Europe and one of the contenders for the Champions League and one of the contenders for the EPL, this Villarreal team at 50-1 beat Manchester United in the Europa League final. So this is a strong, strong league where you have 7 or 8 really good teams. Same could be said for Italy. And unfortunately, the same can't be said for the German League or the French League. Now, with the German League, I do think it has a lot more depth than the French League. But you have Bayern as the outright number one. And then I believe you have 4 or 5 teams who are relatively strong but cannot be held in comparison to Bayern, other than Dortmund, if Dortmund are at full tilt. But the problem is that Dortmund have shown a consistency to drop points in silly games throughout the season, particularly at home. They've had massive, significant drop-offs, and I just cannot see that not continuing so that we can actually call Dortmund genuine title contenders this season. Same goes for Leipzig. They are very, very patchy. For them, it's more a case of drawing too many games, whereas for Dortmund, it's just flat out not turning up some weeks and having some very, very poor results. And last season, they were particularly poor at home. So it sounds like I've made a real push here for us to drop the Bundesliga show, but that's not what I'm doing. I'm trying to give you the reasons here why we are considering changing up. And in summary, here's what they are. The Bundesliga, we should continue that because it's a league that we know. We've been able to make money on it. We have a really good lot record in it. And for a year and a half, we've made money in that league. Is it predictable in terms of who wins it, in my opinion? Yes. But can we make money on this league by continuing to cover it the way we've done for a year and a half? Yes. If you want to do that, if it's a case of if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Let's continue on with the Bundesliga. And if you want to get some coverage for the other two leagues that we talked about here, head over to lockbetting.com and you'll get them on the European show. However, if you want to change, the two alternatives are Serie A, a league that last year was won by Inter Milan, but Inter Milan have lost their manager. Juve, the team that won it year after year after year after year after year, are the favourites again, but they haven't made any significant signings, while Inter Milan haven't lost any players either. All they've done is one's lost Conte and one has brought in a legend in Allegri who guided him to much success. That alone makes it an interesting title race, and they also have a chasing pack behind him with Atalanta, who have been in the top four consistently, AC Milan that look back on track, Napoli, and Jose Mourinho's Roma and Lazio as well. Moving on to Barcelona, moving on to La Liga, you have a guaranteed three-horse title race there with the two clubs from Madrid and Barcelona. Both Barcelona and Real Madrid are a mess financially at the moment, which has allowed Atletico Madrid to sneak into this position. But Atletico Madrid are the champions, but they are third favourites to win it, with challenges coming up from behind, possibly from Sevilla And we will see difficult games against the likes of Betis and Villarreal, the current Europa League winners. So this is an interesting league as well that presents us with interesting games to look at on a week-to-week basis. So there's going to be a title race in Spain. I have no doubt about it. There's going to be a title race in Italy along with a top four title race. I don't think these two countries are going to produce a Champions League winner. I think Bayern potentially could be. But do you want to go with a league just because they have a really, really good team and no title race coming from behind? Not even a race for the top four, because I do think that Leipzig and Dortmund will be in there comfortably with just one other space up for grabs. So it's just a case of whether you want to cover a very, very competitive league, in which case you would change the Bundesliga and go for the other two, or whether you just want to continue cashing here and go with the league that we've made money on for a year and a half. And it doesn't matter who ends up winning the league in the end, because you just want to make money on a week-to-week basis. That is your decision. The losing two leagues, as I repeat, will be covered on the European show over at lockbetting.com. And to get that show on a week-to-week basis, it's just $2.50 a week. It's just $10 a month to be on the package that gets you the European Show podcast. They are not official picks. They are not my plays. That does not go towards the P&L spreadsheet. It's just me looking from across Europe. And I won't just be looking at the two leagues that lose. I look at the French league. I look at the Dutch league. I look at the Portuguese league. And I compile my best picks and put them on the European Show and give you my strongest leagues from across Europe. That will be continuing. So if you sign up to lockbetting.com, you will still get some coverage of these league. So what do you need to do next? Well, you need to factor in all of the variables here, and then you need to go over and make your decision over at the at SGP Soccer Twitter account. That's at SGP Soccer, at SGP Soccer. The poll will be going up by the time you listen to the show. So go and cast your vote in the poll. You have 7 days. This will be retweeted, of course, by the Sports Gambling Podcast. And we'll be retweeting it frequently over the next 7 days to make sure that as many people listen to this as possible. As I said, this isn't just labeled as the most important podcast ever just for no reason at all. It is genuine, because it will dictate what you will get for the rest of the year. And you have the opportunity to dictate. The power is in the hands of you, the listeners, to determine what we go ahead with next year. So we do have the EPL 100%. We do have the Champions League 100%. You need to cast your vote on the Bundesliga, on Serie A, or on La Liga for next season. That's it for me and this special bonus show. Good luck with all of your bets as always, guys. And thanks for listening.